relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Have you been eating edibles? Like, are you okay? What's the THC level of those edibles you've been eating? And then second, they ask her a simple question. Folks, keep in mind, please. This is the vice president of the United States. Coronavirus, probably the biggest, if not obviously one of the biggest issues right now. They ask a simple question. Like, hey, you guys are doing this, you know, Manhattan Project for testing. You know, when do you think the testing will be arrived? She's like, next week? Maybe, like, she looked at her phone and was like, someone text me, please. You don't know? How do you not know that?
I do love it when Dan gets a little bit excited. His voice goes up an octave. You're not listening to the wrong channel. It is America First, and I am your host, Sebastian Gorka, and you are listening to the Salem Radio Channel. It's Friday. I do declare it is Friday, which means it's Second Amendment Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. We have a great group of guests, including none other than the founder of the Warrior Poet Society, former Special Forces officer John Lovell will be with us. Monica Crowley, former spokesperson for the Trump administration's Treasury Department. The Baron is in the house. Boris Epstein, my former White House colleague, and none other than Jersey Joe. Joe Piscopo will be with us momentarily, but I want to hear your voices. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday as well. The phone number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. I want you to sound off. I was a little bit grim yesterday in my response to the Supreme Court decision. I want your reactions. My team said, no, it's a win. It's a win. I just feel sorry for all the nurses and doctors who were dealt a blow yesterday. But I want you to comment on the following. So we're going to be with Monica Crowley, fabulous lady, smart lady, worked for President Trump, worked for President Nixon, and she's going to be with us for the whole last hour one-on-one. And yesterday she tweeted this out, and I've just retweeted it, very popular tweet. The Biden presidency is circling the drain. Not just because Kamala might be eating edibles, as Dan says, but because of everything that's happened in just, it's less than a year. It's less than a year. Shocking. And I want you to tell me, I'm so worried here. I don't want to get out in front over my skis, okay? I don't want to get too excited about this. But I have a feeling something's happening right now. When you get CNN do a whole package, CNN, on how bad things are. When you have that interview that we aired clips of yesterday from Craig Melvin on NBC, actually asking Kamala real questions. which she couldn't answer. I think something's happening. I think the left, the Democrats, may have had enough of Joe Biden. Is it possible? Let's start with our team. Let's go in reverse order from yesterday. Let's start with the newest member of the America First massive cohort we have here. John, tell us, has something changed or is it just same old, same old?
Has anything changed? I feel there's new winds blowing in the swamp, I think.
But do you think the left, so my the thing I'm interested in, do you think the Dems have had enough of Sleepy Joe?
I don't think they can sustain any more of this. Now, the real question is, what do they follow it up with? What's the backup here? We've gone over that a couple times. Right. There's not a lot there on
well,
the
Well, Hillary,
roster.
Come on! Wouldn't that be great?
When you're pulling that one out of the bag, you know you're desperate.
Okay, let's go to Eric. Eric, do you think he's already such a liability that they're going to pitch him?
I think, I've said this before off air, but this is the first time saying on air. I think they're going to hold on him for a little bit longer. They're going to weaken at Bernie's, his political corpse, through the midterms.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think he's too big of a liability for the midterms?
He may be, but you know who's even more of a liability before the midterms? Kamala Harris. We've noted on the show that her approval ratings are even worse. She's way less likable than him. I think they're going to hold him on through the midterms so that when they get crushed in the midterms, at least in the House, which we know they will, then they'll blame that on him and then force Kamala in after that. Because the crucial thing, as I mentioned, if she serves less than half of what his term would have
right.
been, she's eligible for two more full
yeah,
terms.
Yeah, come on, come on. You seriously think they want Kamala for 2.5 terms?
Absolutely.
Why? She's a disaster.
She's everything that they've wanted, I think. They can control her just as easily as they can control Biden.
No. But she can't get reelected. She got less than 2% in the primaries. What logic does that make to have her in there for 2.5 terms?
I mean, if they continue the voter fraud measures we saw in 2020, then it
the sunny interpretation from Eric. Let's stay on this topic before we go to Mr. G. Let's listen to the man who was the only smart person inside. Because, I'm sorry. Obama could read a teleprompter, but not a smart guy. The only guy with a couple of brain cells to rub together was, of course, David Axelrod, the campaign manager and then the chief of staff inside the White House. And he died in the wool, slammed Biden's quote-unquote rhetoric. Cut 10, play cut.
Yeah, look, I don't think the president's rhetoric in Atlanta was particularly useful. Without changing the filibuster, you're never going to get the bill done. And so he knew that. So he's been trapped between these two places and he's tried to thread the needle and it's been problematical for him.
Problematic rhetoric and cinema. The filibuster's not going anywhere for the time being. Mr. G, is this just wishful thinking on my behalf or have the left had enough?
No, there is no way Biden's still going to be president going into the midterms. If you think about it, I just did some quick numbers. 2010, which was Obama was much better than Biden. His lowest approval rating that year was 43%.
Right.
He was at 45 at the election. The Republicans that year in the House, they picked up 63 seats.
Yes.
6 in the Senate, 6 governorships. This is going to be a disaster. They have to do something. Maybe Kamala's worse, whatever. They're the spin doctors. They'll try and say this is something new. They have to do something. They have to get him out of there.
Okay, but let's stay on this. So, so you're backing me up on they have to get rid of him. Way too big of a liability for the midterms. But to this point, Eric raises, they got to know that she's a disaster.
Yes, but...
But they just repackage it?
It's a Hail Mary. You try. Think about it. These are the people that come up with anything. They lose to Trump. Oh, he's a Russian asset that wanted a Moscow hotel. They will all get together. Right. They will all be on the same message that this is something different.
All right. So they're going to try and, what is it they say, polish the excrement. They're going to try and polish the excrement and to make it look as if she's actually a viable candidate. I think you might be right. I think they're going to try and say, we can just fudge it. We can fudge it. Okay, let's give her credit. We don't often do this, but... I'm going to recognize. What is she? Is she bisexual? What is she? What is Kristen Sinema? What is she? What is she famous for?
Bisexual.
Yes.
Bisexual. Sorry, not lesbian. But this is what matters, right? Who you go to bed with is what's important for the Democrats. This is her take on why she's standing by the filibuster. Cut 11.
The shift of power back and forth means the Senate 60s vote threshold has proved maddening to members of both political parties in recent years, viewed either as a weapon of obstruction or a safety net to save the country from radical policies, depending on whether you serve in the majority or the minority. But what is the legislative filibuster other than a tool that requires new federal policy to be broadly supported by senators representing a broader cross-section of Americans? A guardrail, inevitably viewed as an obstacle by whoever holds the Senate majority, but which in reality ensures that millions of Americans represented by the minority party have a voice in the process.
Why has she got a crucifix? It's so weird. Why is somebody who's famous for being a bisexual sitting on the floor of the Senate giving a speech with a very visible cross? I mean, look, hate the sinner, love the sinner, but you're a little bit confused, my dear. Go back to Genesis and read chapter one, okay? And then get back to us when you choose what you're wearing. But her point is right. The filibuster is there to stop what? Extremism from either side. It's a safety valve. It's a breaker. So I don't know your real reasons, but you are right now doing the right thing. God bless you.
And so the best that I can do is pray. Be a lady tonight.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Pump it up!
Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight.
So we have 3 hours with me singing. Don't go there, guys. Why are we playing old Blue Eyes? Because we've got the man who keeps that legend alive and that spirit, none other than Jersey Joe Piscopo. Welcome to America First.
Luck be a lady tonight. I love it. I love it, Dr. Gorka. Now you're playing the right tunes. Hey, Seb, can I tell you a story about that song for 2 seconds?
No, you cannot. It's my show. How dare you? I want to know first, when are we going to do a duet?
You got it, man. Come on. You can do a Dean Martin, man.
Tell me. I don't drink enough of that. Tell me a story about that song, buddy.
Marlon Brando did that in Guys and Dolls. He did about 1955.
It's the best song of that musical.
But Marlon Brando ain't no singer, see?
No.
So Mr. Sinatra was Nathan Detroit. Marlon Brando was Guy Masterson. And Mr. S knew that he should have done it, but he let it go. And Marlon Brando sang it with you the way he talks. It was like, luck be a lady tonight, a lady. It was ridiculous, you know?
Right.
So the old man went in and he recorded that, what you just played. And he nailed it, my friends.
Hang on a second. So we were trying to prep for you coming on today. We know how you are such a devoted Sinatra fan. How old are you, John?
I am 23, fresh.
And you said, you got so excited when I said, let's play some Sinatra. And then what did you say? You actually said this song, right?
I did say this song. I am an avid Frank Sinatra fan.
It is eternal. Oh. The good stuff is eternal. Okay, welcome aboard, my friend. We're having Jersey Joe join us today. Why? Because John, our young whippersnapper of a Sinatra fan, and I are traveling to the gun extravaganza that is SHOT Show next week in Vegas. So we've got Joe, who has very, very graciously agreed to host my show for me on Monday and Wednesday. God bless you. And I want everybody to celebrate, know in advance. We don't keep any secrets here. So, Joe, let's talk about what you said in the break before we came on, which was actually your bloody mind reader. It's what I opened the show with. I think I don't want to tempt fate here I don't want to be Pollyannish, but with CNN doing massive packages slamming Biden, with Axelrod slamming Biden, I think something's happening. And I think even the crazies have realized this week that this man is a liability. What do you see?
Well, you're right. When you always say, Dr. Seb, you always go, Joe, you're the happy warrior in the morning. I try to take the high road because I believe in.
We lost you there. Joe, are you there? As soon as he said, happy warrior, Nancy got busy. She sent the orders off to the NSA. Are you there? Jersey Joe, I hear some shuffling in the background. Maybe he's being cuffed and whisked away in an unmarked vehicle. Joe, are you there? All right, let's dial him back, guys. Dial Joe back in the meantime, just to share with you how much trouble Jersey Joe is in. We're going to discuss that, keep that going. But don't forget, we have our new dates. Yes, our Stand with Israel tour this November for 10 days. We're going to the Holy Land with my colleague Dinesh D'Souza for the trip of a lifetime. All the key places you've read about in the Bible, you've wanted to visit. And even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. We're going to go to Jerusalem. We're going to go to Masada. We're going to go to the Sea of Galilee. We'll be on boats on the Sea of Galilee. Join us today. Reserve your tickets by calling 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. Or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Okay, he's back. We found him. They've uncuffed him. They've released him. He is, of course, AM 970, The Answers. Jersey Joe. Joe Piscopo, you're telling us. Am I just tempting fate, or has the left had enough of Sleepy Joe?
No, I think they have. It's like we've been saying all along. It's only a matter of time before it comes back. This pendulum swings back the other way. And it's common sense. And as you travel the country, like I was saying, Seb, as you go around, as I go around the country, and I meet the good people who are Americans, and they are we are a good people. This is a great country. And they're trying to tell us it's not. And they're wrong. And they're wrong. And it all came out. You can't keep lying. You can't be insidious and evil. It's going to come back to bite you in the butt. That's exactly what happened, my brother. So you and I are sitting here saying, oh, God, we were right all along. But we are not taking it for granted. In 2022, the Republicans, and I'm an independent. Dr. Gorka, I'm not affiliated with any political party because I've had it with both of them. But I'm an independent. But it's the Republicans' job to not get wussy, to step up in true Seb Gorkin kick-butt fashion and take back the House in a big way. Don't take that for granted, sir.
Right. No, absolutely. We've got to see some spine in the GOP if we win after the midterms. Follow this guy, Jersey Joe Piscopo. He still doesn't know how to spell. It's J-R-Z-Y, Jersey Joe Piscopo. A guy who, look, he looks well. He wears it well, and age is all in the mind. But he's been around a while. Just look at these images we have dug up from the archives with Eddie Murphy. Look at Joe hanging out with Eddie Murphy. He's with the SNL heroes. He's with when SNL was actually funny. And also the great movies he was in, including Wise Guys. What a legend you are, Joe. You've been around a couple of years. So let me ask you, with that perspective, have you ever seen, and I don't care what party they're from, have you ever seen any president rail against half of the American population like Biden has again this week in Atlanta? Just railing against Americans.
No, because I was coming out of college, you know, and Jimmy Carter was president. And I was like, wow, this is really bad. And you know, we were waiting in lines for gasoline. We were told not to put up Christmas lights back in 1976, wow. Man. Yeah, it was like that. But nothing. The one thing about Carter, he had a bit of class. He was a nice guy. He was just not to be president. And this guy, I don't know that you can blame Biden, because you blame the people who are running the show. You're blaming the people who are running the show. This is, in my opinion, and I say with respect, and I don't want to be conspiratorial, it's a puppet presidency, Dr. Gorka, in my opinion. Someone's running it. I don't know who's running it. Susan Rice, Ron Klain. Sounds like a Jerry Lewis name. Ron Klain. You know, this guy. Oh,
you've got to be in a lab coat. You've got to be in a lab coat with thick glasses. Ron Klain. I love it. Oh, I miss that man. I miss that man. Oh, my gosh. The mad professor, the nutty professor.
Yeah, exactly, man.
You're bringing it all back. He is my guest host extraordinaire Monday, Wednesday, next week. He's going to stay with us for another segment because I got some more questions to ask this guy because he is a radio phenomena and he keeps New York sane. Listen to him every morning. You've got to check him out. AM 970 The Answer. He's on Twitter as well at Jersey Joe Piscopo. Jersey is spelled the Jersey way. G-R-Z-Y. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank swamp that is Washington, D.C.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel Tour.
Fly away with me and Dinesh. Do it today. StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com. We're back with the legend of comedy, of the silver screen of New York radio. AM 970, The Answer. Joe Piscopo. JoePiscopo.us is the website. Just, Eric, just put those images up on the screen, all the things Joe's done. I want to talk to you about, we can talk about comedy. You were reminiscing about Eddie Murphy in the break, but let's just start because this came to me. You are, it says here, it's official, it says on your bio, non-essential New Jersey citizen. What is it? Because I noticed, especially when I see somebody cut me up with a New Jersey plate here in D.C., there's something different about New Jersey. What is it? What? Give me the two words that typify the attitude of a New Jerseyan.
What exit would be the two words? Or what exit? Or what are you looking at? Like that.
Yes. Like that, what are you looking at?
Wait, Seb, you had somebody do the Jersey slide on the road, the Jersey slide where they go from the far right lane and they swing out of nowhere to the left lane, right?
Right.
That's the Jersey
When anybody does that, I know, I predict, say my wife, get closer, there's two plates it can be. It can be Jersey or it can be Massachusetts. That's it. Those are the only, because I swear that they give out the driver's licenses in those states in the Cheerios packets. It is in the Cheerio packets. I am convinced. But there's an attitude. Forget about the driving. There's something special about New Jerseyans.
It is. It's an attitude. Even the deer. Like, I live out in the country. Jersey's a beautiful place. But it's a beautiful place. I'm in the boondocks of Jersey, in West Jersey, in Hunterdon County. And the deer, they'll stand in the middle of the street, and they'll look at you like, all right, come on. You got to show me what you got. You
bring know,
it. Like that. It's like the attitude in your face.
They think they're moose. They think they're in New Hampshire. They think they're moose.
Yes, okay.
Joe, we were talking about your comedy chops. Is comedy ever going to come back? When you look at Dave Chappelle, who is, you know, unstoppable, nobody can touch him. But here in D.C., the Duke Ellington School that he went to, the most famous person to go there outside of Duke Ellington, and they want to remove his name from the school and return his you know, largesse. I mean, come on. It's insanity.
You should say what you want, when you want, and how you want it. Right. And I don't understand it. And it was the way, when I watch, and we do, when Eddie and I did Ebony and Ivory, when we did, you are black and I am white, you are blind as a bat and I have sight. It was like, you could say it. Nowadays, they will bleep some of that out on YouTube.
Right.
It's like, why? And now, when I was younger, you know, or when Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin hung out, they would call themselves ethnic names, Dr. Gorka, you know? And I'm saying, like, and they'd laugh at it, and it would be okay. It's gotten so out of hand that, again, the pendulum's going to come back. Because you could see when Chappelle can say what he wants. Don't forget, Eddie, when he was on Saturday Night Live this past year, I couldn't believe he played Velvet Jones, you know, and he played a really politically incorrect character, and he did it. He got away with it. And I think we're going to be okay. Right now, for some reason, they want to just stranglehold any of our thoughts, anything that's funny. And I'm not going down, my brother. I'm not going down. On the air every day on AM 970 in the morning, you know, we get up. I get up early, and we say what we want and how we want. I'm always appreciative, by the way, of Phil Boyce, our programming guru, and Salem Media. They allow me to say what I want to say.
They're the best. They're the best. Salem, Phil, Tom, Ed, Dave, everybody. And, guys, if you've had enough of it, there's one place they cannot censor us. Join us today. It is my new locals community, gawker.locals.com. Content you can't find anywhere else, and direct access to me and uncensorable. That's gawker.locals.com. Join today, gorka.locals.com. Last minute we've got with you. Give us a little tease. What are you going to do for my millions of listeners when you come on next week? Are you going to sing for them, Joe?
We're going to sing. We're going to do a little Frank Sinatra. We're going to have fun. I want to take phone calls. And by the way, I sit in your chair with great honor, Dr. Gorka. You know, you're a true man who believes in this country, and you know, and you take no prisoners. And I'm going to just have some fun, and we're going to just take the calls. We'll have some. I'm going to tell some stories that I tell locally, but I have not told nationally on radio. So all stories on how we got on Saturday Night Live. We're going to spill some beans, but in a polite way, but in a funny way, about some people I've worked with. So we're going to have a nice lifestyle political show.
If I visit Wi-Fi on the plane, I will be listening to my own show on Monday and Wednesday when Joe hosts, because it's going to be a corker. Guys, you've got to follow him. You got to listen to him. He's keeping New York and New Jersey sane. AM 970, The Answer, at Jersey Joe Piscopo and joepiscopo.us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
We have some clips I want to share with you today. But before we get to that, I want everybody who's had enough of being locked in, who've been told what you can or cannot do, to consider where you will be this November. I know it's a long way away, but you've got to plan ahead. And we have a very special offer for you. My colleague Dinesh D'Souza and I are traveling to the Middle East. We're going to Israel, to the Holy Land, to the places our Lord and Savior actually walked the earth. And if you've never been to Israel, this is a perfect opportunity. If you have been before, that's okay. You haven't been with me and Dinesh. Reserve your tickets today for an amazing, amazing trip. Call 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com. It's Friday, and we celebrate on Fridays. And one person we love to do that with is my cigar buddy par excellence. We call him the Baron. Boris Epstein, are you there?
I am here, and I'm getting ready to smoke cigars as soon as humanly possible.
Don't do that to me. I'm going to sit in this studio for hours more. Please don't do that. Although, well, you won't tell anybody, right, guys? Good. Thank you. Okay.
I've got a couple interviews still left. After I'm done with those, boom, I'm hitting the cigars.
All right, good. I will join you later today, and then we trade each other the photographs of what we're smoking. It's what we do, because that's what cigar buddies do. Okay, topic of the day I opened the show with. I'm going to play you a couple of cuts, and then you can respond to them. We have a sense here that something shifted, and even the Dems have had too much of Sleepy Creepy. Here he is. This cut is a fabulous. He thinks that his infrastructure czar, because of course they have to have czars, who's called Mitch Landrieu, he thinks that his czar, Biden's czar, is Mitch McConnell. Play cut, cut five.
This is what America, a better America, is going to look like. I want to thank you all for listening, and we got a lot of work to do. And the reason I asked Mitch to do this is because he knows how to get things done. I want every penny watched how this is spent.
The reason I asked Mitch Mitch McConnell to do that. So A, we know he's senile. He doesn't even know, like, you know, Javier Becerra is his secretary there. But then we've got this. This is crazy. When they crash and burn in the House and the Senate, Sinema gives his speech. He comes back and he starts screaming at the press. Cut six.
The honest to God answer is, I don't know whether we can get this done. Is this mic on? I guess. Anyway. And I'm not sure either. But anyway, I hope we can get this done. We missed this time. And the state legislative bodies continue to change the law, not as to who can vote, but who gets to count the vote. Count the vote. It's about election subversion.
Count subversion! Boris, is he done? Is he toast?
Done, toast. And the polling shows it. I mean, this guy's polling is so terribly bad. So terribly bad. This was a Morning Consult YouGov poll.
Do you like Morning Consult?
No, sorry. This was Econ YouGov.
Okay.
The Economist YouGov. And Morning Consult Politico was a separate one. There's been several polls. The Econ YouGov poll said that on the economy, among independents, there's a huge number of independents who believe the economy is excellent. Do you know what that number is? I'm being sarcastic. That number is 2.
What?
2. 2% of independents.
Do you mean more people than that liked Kamala in the primaries?
No, still less than that.
Okay.
By the way, okay, can we talk about that? Did you see the video of Kamala Harris?
Yes, we played it several times.
I mean, as former White House hands, as people who've been involved in politics, I did? I put myself in the shoes of the comms staffers who are sitting behind. And, you know, first of all, they're all terrible, right? They do such a bad job. But even that aside, right, they're there, and Kamala Harris is going into this whole thing. What we have to do different is every day do the same, and every day we don't do and do it, we do it, don't do it, do it.
That's a good impression.
And if you're a comm staffer, you're just like,
I didn't put myself in the position of a comm staffer. I did the following. Jeff, you got to back me up here. I tried to think of every interview I've ever given, you know, since I started in the salt mines, you know, on the 5 a.m. hits on Fox in, what was that, 6,
I
7?
I did those Fox and Friends first.
Oh, you got it. That's how they test it. You want to do a hit at 5 a.m. Yeah, okay.
Do you want to be on Fox and Friends? Yes, absolutely. One time, like, it's a great time. It's like 4:30 in the morning.
Right. So you start there, and from there, all the hits, and then you finally get to do, you know, the cool stuff, Hannity, Tucker, blah, blah, blah. Then you go to the White House. Then you're rolled out to defend, you know, to explain the travel moratorium. Then you get your own radio show. Then you get your own TV show. And I'm trying to think, like, this isn't a boast, but I'm trying to think of all the millions of words expended on air. Jeff, you've seen all my clips. Have I ever said anything that's close to what Kamala did?
No.
Well, it just doesn't make sense.
No, it makes absolutely zero sense.
I've never done that, right?
No.
Have you ever just said, and today's the day where we're going to do what we did today because that's what we do every day? Have you ever said anything like that, Boris? Ever?
It's so preposterous, right? Because we've been doing this a long time.
Right.
I think my first media hit ever was in late 2008, I believe. If not, or yeah, I think, or maybe sometime in 07. I did the same thing you did. I've thought through my whole history, including Bill Maher, which is, you know, fastballs at my face, right? Including, you know, we've both done it, Cuomo before he got fired.
Yes.
All, you know, Chris Bromo. I just can't imagine being on camera, right? And listen, here's the deal, right? Both of us are good guys, and we know some things about some things. But, you know, it's not like we're a couple of Albert Einsteins over here, right?
But speak for yourself, but carry on.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are the Hungarian Albert.
No, but seriously, we've never had a brain fart moment online. And hang on, Boris, that wasn't even live.
Could you imagine what they cut? Could you imagine? Because listen, this it's not live and it's NBC, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's Craig Melvin, who's actually Craig's a good enough guy.
Being crucified as a black guy by Democrats because he actually dared to ask her a question.
He asked her a question. He did the same thing to Biden, remember? So Craig's done a good job on both of them. So, and I've known Craig a long time since he was in the salt mines of MSNBC. They had him on like the afternoon at like 3:30 p.m. on the weekend. So, but in all seriousness, that type of incompetence, that type of fecklessness, and it's funny to laugh about it. And you're right, it's not even live. Imagine what they cut.
Right.
What did she, like, was there just 2 minutes of dead air? How bad was it?
Okay, we're having fun here. We're reminiscing on our track record of doing media for years. But here's, and we're going to take your calls on this, guys. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's take it all back to the beginning. Okay, he is an utter albatross around the neck of the Democrats. Jeff, who has the best political instincts of any guy I know, said they're never going to do this.
Hey, hold on now.
No. Of course, the Baron. Okay, just relax. You've got the baronial wave. It goes without saying. People who are barons have, you know, they've already reached that recognition. Not baronial, he has the best political instincts. And he said, there's no way, Boris, that they go into the midterms with this old senile duffer. But hang on. Really? Kamala? That's plan B? So what are they going to do?
I think they're sticking it out.
Wow.
I think they're going to run. We couldn't imagine this type of incompetence. Let's be honest, right? We were there, and you know, in our friendship, which I really value and honor and frankly cherish, we've had a lot of good moments.
Yeah.
But we had a tough moment we shared together on January 20 of 2021.
It was tough.
We were there together at Andrews when President Trump and the first lady flew off to My Way by Frank Sinatra. It was a tough moment, right? And we talked about what's going to happen. What's the next be like? I don't think we could have imagined it being this terrible on so many fronts. Okay?
This quickly.
Our supply chains are worse than Eastern Europe, than Soviet Union in the late 80s. Okay?
Yeah.
Because of Pete Buttigieg. The disaster in Afghanistan, the disaster on the economy, the disaster at the border. And then you have these two people who literally can't even speak. You know what I was just thinking about?
Gotta be quick.
I was spending time with my six-year-old, my almost six, not even six yet, 5 years and 10 months. My little boy would not say something as dumb as Kamala Harris.
Maybe Kamala's communication team should hire your son. Don't do it! Don't do it, Boris! Follow him at BorisEP on Twitter, BorisEP.com, BorisEpstein_ on Instagram. God bless you. Happy Shabbos. Enjoy that cigar. This is America First.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.